Welcome to Water Online Radio, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois, and WEFTEC, the Water Quality Event. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Todd and Todd in Water Online Radio. Thanks for joining us. This is day one of Water Online's live coverage of WEFTEC. And Todd, I continue to be amazed by the people, the organizations, and the innovation we're seeing here at this great show.
The innovation part is continually amazing. And the other thing I'm noticing now, after lunch, the crowd seems to be picking up a little bit.
Oh, no, the crowd's starting
It's anything but slacking off after lunch.
The crowd is hopping. So, you know, Todd, this innovation thing, every year I say there's just no possible way they can innovate further. And then every year we learn new cool stuff.
I'm going to quit saying that because I know I'm going to be wrong again.
Well, we have a great segment to lead off our afternoon session. Say hello to Polly Stenberg. She's the Director of Sales with Forsta Filters. Welcome to the show, Polly.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for joining us, Polly. Before we get into a conversation, take a sec. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
So I've been with Forsta Filters for going on the last 5 years. Prior to that, I had some experience working in the nonprofit sector. I had done my undergraduate at USC in Los Angeles. That's what connected me with Forsta Filters. I actually had studied anthropology undergraduate work, but little did I know it really set me up nicely to be working with people all over the world. Increasingly, our markets are international. So that set me up really well, and I've spent the last handful of years really diving into this this filter technology and having an opportunity to work with different customers all over the world.
Well, Todd, she turned her degree into a useful asset.
You opposed to what I did. Yeah, okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
Absolutely. So, Polly, Forsta Filters, what do you do? How do you serve your market?
So, essentially, we manufacture self-cleaning screen filters. This is a particular kind of screen filter that operates on system pressure. It works in an environment between 15 and 150 PSI, and we filter a range of 5 to 4,000 micron. So, essentially, this type of filter has a cleaning cycle, which is triggered on differential pressure. We have an internal cleaning mechanism doing a point of suction backwash on this internal screen. And the main thing for our customers is that there's no interruption of their main system flow during this backwash. So it serves a variety of markets for that purpose, decreasing downtime and service, reducing flush volumes. A lot of great benefits of this particular technology.
Polly, when I hear self-cleaning and filter in the same sentence, first of all, I think, is that an oxymoron? And I say, well, no, it's not. I know that exists. But for whatever reason, I'm always suspicious of it. I mean, how does that work? How reliable is it? How automated is it?
It's entirely automated. So basically, you have the inlet and the outlet of the filter where water's coming in, water is exiting the filter, and we're constantly monitoring the pressure between these two points on the filter. And when it reaches a set point, typically that tends to be 7 PSI. That's kind of an industry standard. It'll trigger this automatic cycle. So essentially, a controller will open a flush valve, at which point this cleaning cycle is triggered. You have a pressure drop in the hydraulic motor chamber. That's on our normal series of filters, and that initiates the cleaning cycle. We also have a low pressure series where the cleaning cycle is operated by an electric driven motor.
Now, I love the idea of kind of set it up, install it, get it running, then forget about it. I can't forget about it forever. What's the maintenance cycle?
So a couple times a year, we recommend you open up the filter for periodic checking of the O-rings and the seals and things like that. But as you said, yeah, there is no routine as in day-to-day or even month-to-month maintenance. You just want to check it out. And for that very reason, our components are designed to be very easy to pull apart and check your main points of consideration during your service.
So that simpler maintenance does have an impact on operational costs.
Certainly.
All right. Well, give us some applications of these self-cleaning filters.
So self-cleaning filters have applications in three main areas. We have industrial customers, including cooling, effluent treatment, equipment protection, through a whole range of industries, be it petrochemical. We have paper processing, metalworks, many different industrial processes that use water for so many different things. In the municipal sector, we work with wastewater treatment and drinking water treatment. In the wastewater sector, we're typically found in the secondary or tertiary phase of the wastewater treatment, depending upon the plant. And then we're also being used with the reuse of non-potable water within the plant for rinsing of different types of equipment.
Probably there are lots and lots of different filter technologies around. Why do I want to use Forsta?
You know, Forsta set out to be a very robust piece of equipment to include the most important components of this automated technology without any extra bells and whistles that would overcomplicate it and also make it prohibitive to the user. So we stuck with what's most important. And again, we made components very robust so that they have a long life and that they contribute to the sustainability of an overall system. So we really wanted to look at the reduction of flush volumes, the reduction of energy use. We wanted to look at just, again, a really sustainable piece of equipment.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Water Online Radio Live, and we are speaking with Polly Stenberg of Forsta Filters. Polly, take that the next step. Self-cleaning filters, what advantages does Forsta have over other self-cleaning screen models?
So specifically other self-cleaning screen models, as I mentioned, we wanted to make things more robust, and we work specifically with stainless steel. We also offer a variety of higher grade alloys, including 316L instead of a typical 304. We work with duplex and super duplex. We also have debuted a line of self-cleaning filters from FRP, being fiberglass reinforced plastic. We've reduced our flush volumes, tried to shorten the backwash cycle, and we also are working on custom engineered filters and skid mounted filtration packages unique to the needs of a particular customer.
I think particularly in the muni market, folks are really, really focused on cost. Not that they aren't in the industrial side as well, but municipalities have a tougher time fiscally, I think. Talk more specifically about the dollars and cents impact of the upfront cost, acquisition and implementation, as well as operations and maintenance.
Right. So you'll see that you need to make a slightly larger investment on a self-cleaning filter versus a bag or a cartridge. But I think you're going to really see the return on that investment very quickly, in the sense that there are no disposable parts on a self-cleaning filter. The filter that you buy is essentially the filter you will have for the life of it. There are small things that need to be replaced, but very inconsequential in terms of the ongoing cost. And then you also reduce operator costs, because you don't have to have somebody to shut down the system and pull out a bag or a cartridge. And you also don't have to shut down the system, so you don't have any downtime in terms of operation of the system, and you don't have the ongoing routine maintenance.
Is there a specific size operation or size installation that's in your wheelhouse, or does it not matter?
Well, we have quite a large range, so we could do anything as low as 5 to 10 GPM, 15 GPM in small irrigation applications, which I had forgot to mention. That sector is another area in which we serve for greenhouses, for turf and landscape. Those can be smaller flows, but we can also go up to very, very high flows, many thousands if we have units in parallel. So it's always the same technology that applies, be it 10 to 15 GPM or many thousands of GPM.
Talk us through an example, Polly, just one particularly interesting or fun or difficult installation.
You know, one of my very favorite applications is actually, you probably have seen these at the grocery store, the little lettuces that come inside the dirt. They're
yeah,
still growing
yeah.
when you buy them.
Mm, yep.
And so we actually put a couple of filters in a facility that was rinsing lettuce and also the packing equipment for that lettuce. And when we did that project, I got like 6 cases of this,
of lettuce?
Of these growing lettuces to take home. So that's a particular favorite of mine.
That's cool.
But you don't think of it, you know, there's just so many different things, the packing and the watering of the lettuce. It requires that the suspended particles be kept out of that water source. So yeah, that was a really neat one.
Well, if you observe Todd and I, you know that we don't really spend a whole lot of time with vegetables and stuff like that.
I've seen lettuce, though.
You're familiar.
Hey, Polly, we're WEFTEC. Why are you here? Why are you exhibiting here? Why invest time and energy and resource in an event like this?
Yeah, you know, this has been a really, really big few years for us, particularly in terms of wastewater. I've talked to a lot of cities and customers who are redesigning water systems to be more efficient, more sustainable, and wastewater treatment plants are taking measures to reuse water either within the plant, and even a few places I've spoken to that are now beginning to take their non-potable water and use it for local irrigation. This is precisely in our wheelhouse of helping communities, helping specific applications to make their operations more efficient and in a way that is cost effective. You mentioned cost before, so we really wanted our equipment to do the job and at a price that is reasonable for the consumer.
Polly, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Forsta Filters?
The best place to check us out is online. Our website is www.forstafilters.com, and there's a live chat on there during the week. We have a price quote submission form where somebody can list out the details of their application. They can also email me anytime, polly@forstafilters.com. I work directly with people putting together quotes and getting them started on looking at our equipment.
Polly Stenberg, the Director of Sales with Forsta Filters. Polly, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Polly Stenberg, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.